All right, so this episode is a short one, and it's a bit more of an opinion piece than anything else.
Okay, go. What is it?
We gotta bring back the intermission. Hey, welcome back to my podcast. I still don't have a name for it, but thanks for joining me. I was sitting in the theater the other week. It was the opening night for Babylon, and it was going to be a really long movie. It clocks in at like 3 hours and 7 minutes, according to Google.
Right.
Regardless of what you thought of the film, I'm convinced that the movie wasn't long enough.
It was 3 hours long.
Yeah, but I think that there was so much of the film missing.
How can there be too much missing? It was 3 hours long.
Well, I have a theory. A theory that the studio executives sat Damien Chazelle down and said,
"We need to have a talk. Yeah, look, Damien, your film is too long. You gotta cut it down to 3 hours."
And so after some back and forth, he says,
"Fine, I'll do it."
Well, good. The film was already long enough.
But I feel like the problem here is that you're sitting down for like 3 hours.
And the solution is?
The solution would be to just add an intermission. Back in 2018, there was an article published on Medium titled, "Are new movies longer than they were 10, 20, 50 years ago?"
The article's in the show notes if you're interested.
In the article, the writer creates a fair few lines of code that will essentially scrape all the information off of IMDb and gather up their runtime.
Does it filter out all of the more niche films?
Yeah, it filters out more niche films under a certain viewership count to keep the data relevant.
And what did it find?
Well, it found that between the 1940s through to 2018, that movies had not really increased in runtime.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't really what I was expecting either, to be honest, until you look a little closer. Along the graph, you'll find a slight uptick in runtimes in 2015 and each year preceding it, albeit only an increase of about 5 minutes on each film's runtime per year. However, since the article was released in 2018, it doesn't include any films from the past 5 years.
And hasn't there been a ton of long films in the past few years? I swear that at least the average blockbuster has gotten longer.
Well, as it turns out, the biggest jump in runtimes on average is found almost exclusively in the largest films of each year. If you gather together just the average runtime of the 10 most popular films of 2021 and compare that to early in the 2010s, you'll find that the average runtime has increased by about 10 minutes.
10 minutes isn't that big of a leap to make in an entire decade.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here, but there's definitely been a few notable releases in the past few years that have all had extraordinary runtimes.
So, what you're saying is there's no real data to suggest an increased runtime, but there have been a few films each year that have been pretty long?
Exactly. And by pretty long, I mean films that float around the 3 hour mark, or even really a film that's longer than 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I think you could definitely argue that there's a greater polarization in film runtimes. Like, just in the past 3 years, some of the most popular films have been shorter than 2 hours, while a large number of them have been above the 2 hour and 45 minute mark.
Yeah, I think that's probably the better argument. Films like The Menu, Don't Worry Darling, Soul, Doctor Strange, Venom 2, and Thor 4 all had runtimes under 2 hours. While other popular films like The Batman, Spider-Man No Way Home, Tenet, Dune, Avatar 2, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and of course, Babylon, all had runtimes exceeding the 2 hour and 45 minute mark.
And don't forget, even towards the end of the last decade, The Irishman and Avengers Endgame arrived with a runtime exceeding 3 hours.
And that's where I think it becomes fairly easy to see where the idea that films are getting longer comes from. Like, even Zack Snyder's version of the Justice League was just too long to be viable in cinemas, and, in my opinion, did really well on streaming services, where you can hit pause, hit play whenever you want, pick up where you left off.
And this is why you think that we need to bring back the intermission.
Exactly. Because there are so many films that I believe would have just had to be cut short. Films like The Justice League or Babylon that suffered heavily because it felt like there was a lot missing and it kind of felt incoherent because of it. And surely it's because audiences don't want to sit through such a long film without a break.
I would have watched another 3 hours of Avatar.
Okay, so you think that movies, long movies, are taking a hit by not including an intermission?
That's exactly it. But I think it would be more beneficial for even more parties involved as well. A couple of months ago, I went and saw a movie called Lawrence of Arabia. For those who don't know, Lawrence of Arabia is an older film.
From 1962, nominated for 10 Academy Awards and winner of 7.
And it's a long film. One of my favourite cinema experiences I've ever had. And it goes for about 3.5 hours.
You watched it in cinemas?
I did.
And were you dying to get out of your seat by the end of it?
Well, without giving away the plot, I and the audience sat there as Lawrence and his allies triumphantly seized control of a very important set piece. It was a heroic moment. Even the crowd cheered. At this point, we're about 2 hours into the film, and then the curtains begin to close. The film starts to fade to black, and the music swells, and a new image appears on the screen. Intermission.
It's like you're telling this story to back up your point.
That's exactly what it is. 2 hours into the film, the lights come up, intermission appears on the screen, and everyone stands up. I watched everyone leave, and they all did one of three things.
Option one.
The audience stood up, stretched, and talk about the film so far. I even heard a few people discussing the plot to make sure they had it all right in their heads.
Option two.
They stood up and went to the bathroom. It's the perfect time. No guessing whether you're leaving at the right time or not. Or
option three.
They went and got more popcorn and drinks.
Ah.
I saw at least half the crowd come back in with either popcorn or a drink or both. I did. It felt like the right occasion to indulge in a little more popcorn. The crowd was ready to sit back down and enjoy the final hour and a half of the film.
And therefore, it would be beneficial to the cinemas. Everyone knows that cinemas make a ton of money from concessions that they sell.
Yeah, concession sales make up only about 20% of a cinema's revenue, but account for like 40% of the cinema's profits.
Ah, it makes sense then why cinemas charge a bomb for their popcorn if 40% of their profits come from the sales of it.
And if you were a cinema owner and get the opportunity to charge twice for popcorn, that sounds like a win for the cinemas.
And imagine if the most popular blockbusters could charge twice for their popcorn.
That's exactly what I was thinking. But I believe there's one more group that benefits the most from an intermission on longer films. If we've already knocked off the audience, the cinemas, and then the last group is
the creators.
Let's say you have a super long and confusing movie. For the sake of argument, I'm going to say Tenet, because that's got to be one of the most confusing films that I've ever seen. But imagine if you had the opportunity to discuss what was going on with your friends at some point during the film. Because the reality is, you probably did discuss what was going on, but the film was still going.
But if you could split that movie up into two sections, maybe a 2 hour and then an hour and a half long stint,
maybe there would have been enough of the plot so that you could fully grasp everything that was going on.
And if the audience is able to fully grasp and understand what's going on,
then I'm sure that the vast majority of moviegoers would probably appreciate and enjoy the film even more. And the more you enjoy the movie, the more people that you'd recommend the film to. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Christopher Nolan didn't get to include everything he wanted to. I'm just saying that...
I get what you're saying.
I'm just using it as an example.
Well, to the studios, I hope you're listening, because we said you should bring back the intermission, therefore you should.
Thanks for listening. If you want to read more about the subject, I've left a couple of sources and inspiration for this episode in the show notes below. Thanks to my co-host. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.
But for real, I would have watched 15 Avatar 2 hours, so just saying.
Cool, I think that's a wrap.